This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, let's be honest with yourself, all right? Let's think about this. Are you a slacker?
Yes.
And if you don't know, you know what?
I know.
A scientist can help you out here. So you are a slacker?
In what ways? But yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't do anything I don't have to do.
Okay, well, I know that you procrastinate because you've got that, I forget what I would even call it. You've got the theory that, you know, you might die.
I mean, it could happen.
All that time.
And yeah. So, like, what if you die in a car wreck 2 days later, but you went and did some work early? What a waste.
Okay.
So you could have spent that time, your last few days, relaxing.
All right, Tori, you a slacker?
Depends on what we're talking about.
All right, kiddo. Yes. Okay. So here's what the scientists found out. They finally figured out why we are slackers, and it turns out that our brains are just wired differently than others if you're a slacker. The scientists ran a study where they offered a reward for completing a task of two groups of people. One group of people who said they're active and ambitious, and the other group of people who said they're just slackers and are lazy.
I am.
So they are honest with themselves. And they found out that when the slackers decide to do a task, the MRI's results showed a lot more activity in their part of the brain that controls action, so it means the slacker decides to actually do something. Their brain has a lot more work to do, and it's a lot harder for them.
I'll be honest, I just stopped listening to you.
I don't know what you said.
I don't have a clue what you just said.
Okay, so they had the MRI, and they ran brain scans, and they found that when the slackers decided to do a task, there was more activity in that part of the brain that controls actions. So it means a slacker decides to actually do something, their brain has to do a lot more work, and it's a lot harder for them than the ambitious people.
Oh, you wear me out again.
That leaves them less energy to do other stuff, so that's why they're more likely not to want to do anything and take the effort to actually do something.
Did I hear there was a reward system in this? Because I do perform better if there's a reward. Like, if you give me a Snickers bar after doing something, I might do it.
And it said there's something about a reward.
I heard reward.
I didn't hear anything.
I'm like a dog. I'm like, you got treats? What do you want me to do, roll over?
Okay, the scientists, they offered a reward for completing a task for two different groups.
Yeah, so you give me a Snickers bar, I'll get stuff done.
I don't know what the reward was.
You're kind of a slacker.
Yeah, I know. I got a slacker off with this information for you. But it's kind of interesting, though, because the slackers are like, man, I got to do all this hard work, and it's harder on their brain to do stuff.
If you give me a deadline, I can get things done. And I get things done that, you know, for day-to-day life, like clothes and dishes and, you know, and eat. And I get things done. But, you know, I can vacuum one day and friends call and say, let's do dinner. I'm like, I vacuumed.
Yeah.
That's me, Kato.
I'm done for the day.
I tell my wife, I'm like, I got a lot done today. She's like, what'd you get done? I was like, well, went to work. And yeah, I got gas. She's like, that's a lot.
That's a lot. Yeah.
I feel bad when I tell my friends with kids, young kids that are up at 3 o'clock in the morning and, you know, mm-hmm. taking care of kids all day. I'm like, oh, I'm pooped.
Yeah.
I worked today and vacuumed.
Well, and speaking of deadlines, women actually perform worse when they're against the clock than men do.
Not true. I just wait until the last minute, and then I push out my best effort.
Well, like, according to these experts, they say...
Your best effort sucked.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kayla.
This is fun.
No, that was fun. Our best effort sucked.
Love when we can do this.
See, after this conversation, I'm going to have to sit it out for the next two...
Honestly, I didn't even think this was going to be intervention, but it kind of was.
I thought you were going to say you didn't think it was going to be interesting. I was like, well, then, yeah.
Okay.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You guys may not know this about me, but I'm a very generous person. I have a daydream that a lot of you probably have of winning the lottery.
Okay.
I don't play, but I still daydream about winning. Because who knows? Maybe one day I'll buy a ticket.
Okay.
And whenever I dream about winning or daydream about winning, mm-hmm. I daydream that I win $140 million after taxes, lump sum.
Wow.
And I want you to know that y'all get some of it.
Well, thank you, Tom. It's so generous.
I am very generous.
With your money you haven't
my
got yet.
My best friend, he's never going to have to work a day in his life.
Okay.
And some of my close friends are going to be pretty well off.
It's
you guys
off.
Are not going to, you're not going to be bad off either.
Thank you. I mean, but you need to give Cato and Tori some money, too.
I said I would give my coworkers some, too. So you'll get some, too.
You
don't
said your
worry.
Best friend, though.
No, my best friend is Sean Tucker.
Oh.
And we've made an agreement here before. If we hit over 50 million, we would give each other 1 million. That was the agreement.
Is that 50 million take home or before taxes?
Good question,
or after?
Cato. Yeah. Probably take home.
Okay.
Because if it was only 50 million, you only get 20 something, you're not going to want to give a million to some guy you worked with.
Before we argue over this conversation, can I call my lawyer?
I think you'll need them afterwards more than you do right now.
I got to write out the details for the rules.
But, you know, I was telling my wife about this, and I said, you know, in my imagination, we win $140 million. We each take $20 million of that, so that basically we're left with $100 million, and we give the $20 million each to our friends.
You're so generous.
Which is pretty generous.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, and so I'm like, it doesn't go as far as you'd think when you're doling out millions of dollars here and there, but I got $3 million for this room. So you guys each get $1 million.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And then that leaves me with 37 million to give out to everyone else.
Now, how generous are you with the money you have now? And
oh,
the time?
Not nearly as generous. Because I don't have that a big lump sum coming in.
Oh, okay.
So like, you
yeah.
know, what are you going to do? Uh-huh. But if I ever hit the jackpot, I'm going to be very generous with it. I'm even going to be like a philanthropist. I'm going to give money to people I don't know.
Yeah.
Like just, you know.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go in there like you see online, you know, they leave in $1,000 tip.
Right, yeah.
$20 food order. Uh-huh. Or going in and saying a round of drinks for everyone in the house.
I don't want to do that one.
Yeah,
I would. That one just sounds scary. But I like the idea of maybe shopping at Christmas and you hear some parent talking about how they wish they could get their kid the newest system, but they can't. You're like, oh, yeah, I'll just get you a PlayStation 5.
Yeah, the people who buy off the layaway lists.
Right. You're like, let me just pay that off for you.
Yeah. I'm not as going to be as generous, I don't think, because I want to do some of those weird things like I've told y'all before, how people decorate their yard up with the deer and the gnomes and the flamingos.
Oh.
I want to get live flamingos in my yard.
Your HOA is already.
Yeah, you're the opposite of generous. You're going to be a nightmare.
Yeah, I don't know where to get live gnomes yet. I'm still looking online.
Well, you're the person who goes broke when they hit the lottery.
If you get $140 million, you'll probably be able to find live gnomes.
Yeah, probably.
I know some short people that'll stand in your yard for enough money.
There you go.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I had a conversation talking with my friend about the thing you smell like after work. And the reason we got on this topic is because when I was a teenager, worked at Hardee's. So I would get off my shift after I'd been cooking burgers all day. And I had a girlfriend that worked at Sonic. And so she, yeah. So we would get off at the same time.
Went to Greece.
Yeah. We would, you know, I would go pick her up and to take her home. And yeah, we smell, the car even smelled like Sonic and Hardee's combined and a big greasy hamburger.
It sounds kind of nice.
Yeah. Okay.
But
yeah.
You know, bacon smells good until the next day and your house smells like stale bacon. That's yeah. not the good smell.
But you know, you work the fry station, you're all sweaty, you got the grease combined, and you go home, you want to take that shower because you're greasy and grimy.
And you can't put your clothes in the hamper. It'll make all the other clothes no, that's smell true. Like it.
Well, you only have like two uniforms, too.
I know.
You had two?
Yeah. Oh, you only had one?
I was at Little Caesars, and I came home smelling like dough. And you would have that powder all over you, the flour, and it was just, it was not a good smell.
Olive Garden, garlic breadsticks.
Oh,
I had to burn those uniforms. It did not matter how much I washed them. I could not get that smell out.
Yeah. I also had a friend that was a lifeguard, and he'd smell like, you know, the suntan lotion and chlorine.
So that's not bad.
Yeah. Except now that we know the chlorine smell is actually pee.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
back then, we thought it was the cleanness of the chlorine.
Well, that's a whole different story. Tom educated us that that's why the pool smells that way.
Yeah. They actually did a thing where they tested chlorine water and chlorine water with pee, and the chlorine water with pee is that smell that you think is chlorine.
Mm-hmm.
It's the pee.
It ain't my pee.
Yeah, and how about like if and I'm just kind of curious, like daycare workers or something, if they do they smell like kids or teachers? Do they smell like the kids?
Probably like poo.
All right, we're getting calls this morning. What funny thing do you smell like after your job?
I smell like a wet dog.
Ew. Why?
I'm a pet groomer.
Pet groomer. Oh.
Well, that explains it.
I'm a pet groomer, but my husband hates it.
So what do? Shower as soon as you get home?
No, she does usually. It with the last dog.
Depends on our plans, I guess, but usually I do shower when I get home.
You know what? Wet dogs do smell bad because when I give my dogs a bath, like until I get the hair dryer out and get them dry, they smell weird, even with a shampoo.
They smell like a wet dog.
They do, don't they?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You know what? Sometimes, though, like you sniff your carpet and stuff and or your ottoman where your dog lays all the time. You don't do that?
Never.
Because I don't want to be dirty, but you go and you smell that and it's like it smells like your dog.
Sometimes even concrete smells like wet dog. Like
you're
after the rain.
Sniffing concrete.
You can just smell it in the air.
Okay. Or if you sometimes you go into someone's house and they got a lot of pets and you got that pet smell.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, go get a shower and thanks for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
She doesn't like showers. your dog. If I say bath to my dogs, like they'll run underneath the couch and hide.
Oh, yeah.
Aww. All right. Well, we love you. Thanks for sharing your story this morning.
Thank you.
So we're talking about the thing that you smell like after your job. What's your story this morning?
Yeah, I teach heated yoga. So
heated yoga.
A lot of times when I wear leggings, the sweat will just like get trapped in my body. And, you know, I got to say, it's like coming back after you work out. It's not the best smell.
Oh.
Be my job.
Hot yogurt. Ew.
No, hot yoga. So, have you ever like gone and done your yoga class and gone directly out on a date?
Oh no, God. I'm too self-aware for that.
Well, that's good because a lot of people aren't.
And I've watched a yoga class, never have done yoga, but I know there's other smells that sounds that you hear.
Oh my word.
It's the chi. They talk about the chi. Do they have hot chi there?
It's the only kind.
Sounds like a Starbucks drink. I want the hot chi.
Oh my.
We're not making fun of yoga.
Not at all.
I think sometimes yoga folks get mad because we talk about passing gas in there.
But it's hard. I could not do it.
No offense taken.
Okay.
It's just energy leaving the body.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to let you go.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
I get it.
Yeah. All right. All right, we're talking about the weird thing you smell like after your job, what you smell like after that. What's your story?
I work at a manufacturing industrial company, and I work in the warehouse, and, you know, I'm always sweating, and I'm always cleaning machines, you know, riding the forklift, and I just always get dirty, like, with all, like, you know, like, the oil and, like, all the stuff that I use to clean the machines. My girlfriend, it drives her crazy. Like, I get home, And she's like, go immediately to the shower.
Oh, I thought it was like the flip of that. Like, it drives her crazy when I get home. She's all over me because I smell like gas.
Exactly. You know, I thought that she would, you know, I get home, I'm looking all sexy and sweaty and dirty. She would want me, but no, she's straight to the shower. Sometimes she even has it on there for me.
Wow.
That's funny. Because there is something about, like, when he comes in, he's a little sweaty, he's a little, like, manly smelling.
And I like to smell gas.
Yeah.
Car gas.
Come on over, kid.
You know what? How about after he comes in mowing the yard and you smell like grass and gasoline from the lawnmower?
Yeah, but I like the grass smell. The freshly cut grass.
Yeah.
I do like that smell, too.
Yeah, and I bet landscapers, they kind of smell like grass.
They smell like sweat.
I got a friend that smells like grass. Well, he never does anything in the yard.
He doesn't even work, does he?
No, he doesn't.
That's a different kind of grass.
He doesn't do anything.
Yeah, it's a different one.
Yeah, that's a job, all right.
That's not his job. He doesn't like.
Yeah, it is.
He's a professional, though.
All right. Well, we love you.
Thank you for sharing your story this morning.
All right, guys. Thank you. Have a good one.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. What you smell like after work? You can give us a call 1-800-386-0937. Good morning.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I saw a terrifying headline in the news yesterday. It turns out we're about to hit a mating season for something that I don't really want to stumble across. Mm-hmm. Tarantula mating season is here.
No,
wait, whoa. Only tarantulas I see are at the zoo.
Well, fortunately for you, you're probably not going to see many here.
Good.
But apparently in California, Colorado, Kansas, New Mexico, and Texas, they are coming out in droves to mate. Now, tarantulas are normally very solitary creatures, but when it's mating season, they start hooking up.
So, well, that's what it means.
Was there a website? Tarantulas. You want to date a tarantula?
Can they bite you? Can they hurt you?
They can, yes. They say
it's a tarantula.
Well, what was the one the Greenville Zoo brought
a tarantula.
In that I had on my head?
A tarantula.
And crawled all over me.
And left hairs all over you, too.
Because it shoots out the little spikes.
Okay, uh-huh. Let me explain what happens here. So they can bite you, and the pain and the venom is equivalent or similar to a bee sting. So not deadly, but it can be kind of annoying. And they do shoot those hairs out, too.
Yeah.
But they're normally very timid creatures. They don't do that unless they feel very threatened.
I wish I could shoot out my leg hair, too.
That would be nice.
So nice. Like, instead of shaving, I'm just like, choop, choop, choop. Okay, I'm ready for a skirt.
Yeah, but you got to find one that can support those 8 legs.
Oh, a skirt?
Yeah, one of those poopy skirts.
They say the spiders are usually out from late evening to early dawn to find a mate. Now, this is what's really interesting. The males begin to search for a mate when they reach 8 to 10 years old. And then they find a female tarantula. They follow the scent, and the female lines her burrow with silk webbing, waiting to be courted. The male taps one of his legs against the ground to alert the female until she comes out of the burrow.
This feels like the Animal Planet right now.
Then the male and female participate in a mating dance. And the mating dance is basically the male trying not to get eaten because she will eat him.
Oh, so, this, okay. But, so she's like, he's running around the whole way. Get away from me. Get away.
No, he's trying to mate
he's
with
just
her.
He's scared.
He's just trying not to get eaten before he mates with her.
God, what if that was humans?
I know, right?
Like at a bar.
Uh-huh.
And just trying to meet somebody.
And she's like trying to kill you the whole time.
And he's just shaking her leg. Like, come on.
I'm like, I'll buy you an appetizer. You ain't got to eat me.
Well, here's what's crazy. The death of the male can provide the female with nutrition. If he does escape the female's death dance, he dies within a year after mating. So if he manages to mate with the female without getting eaten, then he still dies within a year after he mates with her.
Why?
That's once they've mated, they're done.
Well, if I were him, I'd be like single forever.
Well, you would think, right?
Wouldn't date anyone.
It's like
the bachelor life.
He's not there to raise the kids, is he?
Now, it's crazy. The females can live over 20 years.
Literally a deadbeat.
The deadbeat tarantula.
The females can live over 20 years, making them one of the spiders with longest lifespans. They can produce eggs for 25 years or more.
That's exhausting.
Yeah. So the females are basically killing off the males like crazy. Like, she could have lay a thing of eggs, and then a year later, some new deadbeat dad comes along and gets killed and eaten. And they're like serial killers.
Yeah.
The black widow, if you will, of spiders, except you already got one of those.
Yeah, man, we do have black widows here, and I had one on my porch the other day. I was cleaning out like a plant, like underneath it, and I was pulling out this grass where it gets from the mowing, pulled it out, and there's a big old black widow right there on my hand.
Did you get bit?
No.
That would have been cool.
I did not. I survived.
Did you die?
I didn't die.
I killed a spider this morning before coming to work and one yesterday morning.
Oh.
And the one I killed this morning, I hit yesterday to knock it out of my way, and they must have came back and built again. So I made sure he was
dead. I'll get him this time.
Yeah. I'm mad at him.
I mean, I see you, and it was huge. I don't know what kind.
Listen, that's scary.
I don't like this. I had a dream last night about a spider. Now we're talking about them? No.
Oh, and they're mating.
No, no, no. Mm-hmm. No.
Well, contrary to appearance and reputation, the tarantula is a timid creature and will not bite human beings unless seriously provoked. So they're scary looking, and they're scary if you're a male tarantula.
Yeah.
But they're not that scary for humans.
Oh, good.
I wonder how many times they pass by a den and they're like, no, 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 no. Like, not trying to get her attention.
Oh, well, until they're 10. Until they're 8 or 10.
They're sneaking by on those 8 legs and doing a little new sneak. What is that? Like,
tiptoe.
Tiptoe, tiptoe.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's kind of funny, but a fourth of all women keep this in their purse. I'm curious to know, Tori, if you have it in your purse or not.
Probably.
I thought they had everything in their purse.
Yeah, I know. You know what? Some ladies do. You could ask for jumper cables. It's like, yeah, I got them right here. And they start digging around in their fancy purse. And before you know it, you got your car started. So a fourth of the women keep a toothbrush in their purse.
Huh. My wife keeps those things that you like. Check your teeth with, clean your teeth with. They're plastic green things with a little
dental floss
in the end.
Yeah.
I have floss for sure. I have a toothbrush in my desk. So kind of.
Okay.
In my backpack I bring to work is a toothbrush and toothpaste. It's like a little travel toothbrush and toothpaste. And what is that? Dental floss.
Wait, did you just say what is dental floss? Have you ever...
Well, I couldn't tell what it was.
Oh, okay.
It looks like dental
floss. Yeah.
I threw this in there one day and... I keep it in there. I forgot about it till you just brought it up.
I've got one in my work desk in there, but I don't have one in my briefcase. But
I just don't need to brush my teeth in between morning and night.
Yeah?
Like if I brush in the morning, I brush at night.
But see, we have meetings and stuff afterwards sometimes and drinking coffee all day. And so sometimes
I'll... chew gum for that.
So if you do anything... You don't brush your teeth before you, like, go to dinner with someone or...
No, because I'm going to brush it after dinner when I go to bed.
I still have to freshen my mouth up before I do anything.
Huh. Okay.
Huh.
They have also pain relievers in their purse.
Yeah, which one you need?
Okay.
Tylenol, Advil, ibuprofen.
Listen, you ain't got Tom beat over here. Like, shake that bag. It sounds like a maraca right there, because if you need any...
I mean, that's just a whole bag of... Heaven. That's prescription
Honestly,
stuff.
I thought it was Cinco de Mayo.
I take this every day. It's for my diabetes.
Yes.
Among other things.
But you have a lot of... he's a pharmacy, a walk-in pharmacy over here.
Yeah, but it's stuff you don't want. Blood pressure medication. I got ibuprofen in there.
Mm-hmm.
I got metformin for diabetes. It's not fun stuff.
Would you take a medication for flat feet?
No, I don't have one for that.
Okay.
But he has to buy those special arch things for Dr. Scholes.
No, all I get for my flat feet is just a parking pass. The handicap parking pass.
Okay. All
because right. That's because I can't walk too far.
I got you. Okay. Of course, they got the normal stuff in there. Purses. They keep their cell phones in there, their keys, brushes, anything to groom and get ready or dress it all up. Mm-hmm. Is something.
I got a whole makeup bag in there.
Yeah.
Because the day I came in and I was running late and I didn't put my makeup on, Tom asked me if I was anemic. So now.
First I asked if she was Tori.
So now I carry it with me everywhere I go because he gave me a complex.
And then they say snacks. They have snacks in the purses. Now I know
that's
when you
if
have
a mom.
If you have kids, you got snacks in there.
Or Tom's wife.
Sorry. No, even before that, I always have snacks. You never know when a little hunger strike's gonna hit. Well, you just need a little snack.
Yeah, you need like a little sugar rush or something because you look anemic.
Y'all said stuff too, just not to her face.
No, I didn't. I never said anything.
Shut
your mouth.
He did.
I didn't say it. I thought I did, but I didn't say it.
Well, that's the good way. That's the way you're supposed to do it.
So, yeah, snacks are great, though, when, you know, especially like for Tom. And she can even share them. Like, I'm going to go to a concert with Tom. I know that his wife, Jamie's got snacks in her purse still, which was kind of funny because they were in like a little Ziploc bag. Yes. It's like Cheerios.
We weren't in a Ziploc bag. We were in the box.
We were
box seating.
In the Peace Center, and it was kind of quiet, and you hear a
All right, they have
getting the wrapper out.
It's like a smuggler. It's like, hey, you want some goldfish? Yeah. I got the good stuff.
It's Cheerios.
All right, other weird things that the women have in their purse, clothing, some sort of clothing.
After that blowout, thanks to my child, in the middle of nosedive, I always carry an extra outfit.
What's not your blowout.
Oh, yeah, we got your blowout.
Because I think my mom has an extra pair of panties in her purse.
My mom does.
Yes.
Look in my mom's glove box in her car.
She doesn't want you telling people that.
Yeah.
You just never know when you're going to need those emergency undies.
Yeah.
Wow, that's freaking me out a little.
Okay. So diapers also mentioned for moms out there, because you got to have that. You got to have do you have a diaper bag and your purse?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And then kids' toys was also mentioned for the moms out there. So you check out, and all of a sudden you're trying to find, you know, your wallet or whatever, and you pull out like a Batman toy. Okay, and that's pretty much some of the weirder things they said, which I didn't think was too weird.
What about a gun?
Oh, self-defense. That was mentioned, self-defense.
Yeah, because I know women that carry guns in their purse.
My wife.
Also a pepper spray.
Yeah. Pepper spray.
Mm-hmm. So, and you know, you don't want to mix that up with like the mouthwash spritzer thing that's in it.
Do you ever get a little jealous of women? Because, I mean, there's times I would like to have a purse with me.
Yeah.
Just to bring snacks. And
well, there is a MRSA out there.
Yeah, but guys, that looks weird.
Yeah.
You have this crazy thing called pockets, which we don't get.
I can't put all that in my... I can barely put my phone in my pocket. My jeans are gotten so tight. So could you imagine snacks, a pair of underwear?
It's like, when you have to have a friend help you get your cell phone out of your pocket.
I have to answer it just one speaker. Hello?
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.